You know what that sound is? It means it's time for another podcast with loose rules that my aunt seems to think is well rehearsed. And even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm celebrated folk singer Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
Hey, how's it going?
You can't sing. I'm good. How are you?
You know, I told Vladimir, you're not going to do it. You're going to have a bad day. And I told him the things I do, and he said, no way. And I said, way. Elon Musk, I guess we'll get into the news later. I've got a few activities lined up for us.
Goodness.
Okay. So first up, we have a little bit of a sample of food we're going to do, okay? You think you can handle that?
You're going to do.
Okay, why don't you just go ahead and open that package right there.
It's a long white package. Thank you for your purchase. Your support means the world to us. We hope you enjoy Ketch Hot, as much as we do. Oh, goodness.
So this is a habanero spicy ketchup.
Not for me.
I've been told it is not as spicy as the Cholula hot sauce I've been using, or Cholula or whatever.
Comes nicely wrapped
up. Okay, you don't have to keep playing with the bubble wrap. All right, now, do you think you can open that up?
And it says, caution, very hot.
Do you think you can open that up and put it on those pita chips that I placed on the table for me to try and you not to try?
Well, I think I'm going to have a knife to open it up.
Okay, go run off and get a knife real quick.
Okay.
Actually, hold on. I got a pocket knife here. You think you can handle that?
Maybe.
Do not touch the cable. Okay, that's a very expensive pocket knife that you are trying to break now.
Okay, stop the thing.
Okay, no, you go grab a knife. Hurry.
Okay, here. I don't know if I can.
It looks like Ketch Hot sealed this very well. And quit bumping into the microphone. So the plan, it does look pretty dark, almost like Da Bomb. You know, Da Bomb is probably the spiciest thing ever. And it's quite dark. So this could be, maybe this is more potent than people are saying. I don't know.
And Mom's not good at opening things.
I thought she would be able to open it. Okay, so I'm not huge into the ketchup, but I thought we'd give this a shot, okay?
I like the packaging.
It's all right, you go ahead and put some of this on this little plate I've got over here, and I'm going to try some of it.
When I was a little girl, my grandpa used to have put, like, hot peppers in his ketchup. It smells good.
Does it smell too hot for you?
Smell.
Just surprise, get it on there. We're running.
It kind of smells like
we're
barbecue.
Running out of song. The song's about to loop. That is not a pleasant sound, lady.
I guess not.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know? Okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Why did I do
Here
this?
You go.
Okay. I'm going to try some. And before I...
You better get something to drink.
I do have a... It smells like ketchup.
It smells like almost barbecue sauce.
I'm going to open a Rockstar.
Zesty Still flavor. Not sponsored. 100% natural.
All right, so I've got a Rockstar on hand should this be out of control.
And milk in the refrigerator right here.
Here we go.
Don't get too much.
Initial, tastes like ketchup. You do get a little bit of that heat after the fact, but seems pretty tolerable, really.
Good. Probably good on a hamburger.
Yep, maybe. So, that was Ketch Hot.
Ketch Hot.
We spent more time trying to open the package.
Yeah, well, it sealed well.
I'm kind of just glad it didn't arrive broken. It's in actual glass.
I know, it's really so nice container.
That's how you know you got the fancy stuff, right?
Yeah. Was this box in something else?
I got it on Amazon, and if you want to pick up Ketch Hot, we'll have a link below for you to enjoy.
Yeah.
A link in the description or something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in other news, I went to the movies last night.
You did?
Yesterday afternoon. Matinee price. Guess what matinee ticket is?
I have no idea.
$8.99. maybe 10 years ago.
Well, in Derby, it's cheap.
So I think the ticket was something like $16.
For one person?
For one person matinee. Allegedly 25% off.
Oh, my gosh.
For an extra $38.
At the concession stand.
I got this.
Dun, dun,
that you
dun.
Can kind of open up over here. Be careful with that, okay?
Yep.
That is the AMC Theater popcorn tin tie-in for
it?
Alien Romulus. No, it's clean.
That's
they gave
awesome.
Me, they gave me another. So you get a full, you get a large. Yeah,
oh,
has
look.
Articulating.
Yep. They move.
Yeah, the and that's not too far from life-size facehugger also.
That is just scary as all
so
get out.
It's a facehugger wrapped around an actual tin, popcorn tin, promoting Alien Romulus.
You know, you could probably get one of these and use it for a Halloween costume on your face.
Well, yeah, I think you can take that off, but then you might be able to wrap it around your face slightly.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to try that. I'll look and see if someone else does it on the internet first. They had about 20 of these.
Awesome.
And I got one of the first ones, and I guess they said some people come in during the day and just get the popcorn tins when they have these special tins and then walk out.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the movies.
So it is a popcorn tin shop that also sometimes shows movies.
There you go.
So, yeah, I think that's the coolest one because it's practical. Is that big enough for me to put all my popcorn in when I do the popcorn popper?
I think so.
Might be pretty close.
Yep.
But that's practical. They have other ones where you reach inside the alien's noggin and you try to pull the popcorn out.
Do they have it
at
this movie theater?
No,
different movie theaters.
Cinemark and Regal have those.
Well, why don't you go get the other ones?
I don't wanna.
They might go
this,
up in value.
This one's an actual tin. Those are plastic. I think this will be easier to clean out.
Yeah, and you can have popcorn.
I have had problems with the other thing, the plastic bucket we're using. It's kind of melting in parts.
Yeah, well, you gotta be careful with popcorn. It won't melt. This is metal.
No, it's not the popcorn's melting it. It's the heat from the popper.
Oh.
That's melting it. That's what you gotta be careful with.
I know. It comes out hot.
Okay, so
that's neat.
So
but you better be careful because it might melt these little claws on this face hugger.
Yeah, well, I think that's why you can pull them apart a little.
Yeah, you gotta get them off of there so you can dump your popcorn in.
The face huggers saw a lot of action in this movie. This movie had more face hugger activity than all the alien films combined, to be honest with you.
Is it too scary for me to see?
It's not super crazy scary. If you're familiar enough with the
alien,
the xenomorph, as they call them, since the second film, the military had to give some kind of name for them in there. They do a pretty good job of tying this to the first movie.
Which is the only one I've seen, I think.
No, you've seen Aliens. You've tried to describe it on this podcast recently.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And they also tie this into, unfortunately, Prometheus, which was terrible.
I don't think I saw that.
It was billed almost as like an offshoot prequel sort of thing for Alien. And then I don't know if the ending of this will make much sense to you if you haven't seen that movie, unfortunately.
I have to watch it on Netflix.
It may not be that required of viewing, but it kind of is to understand what's happening there. There were some interesting things. They elaborated on the life cycle of the alien. You remember what it kind of does?
Well, it kind of has a pod, doesn't it?
It starts out, there's an egg and then this thing jumps out. Ugh. They call that the face hugger, and that gets on your face, right?
Is that where it gets in your body?
And then it busts through your chest.
Well, that's after it's ready to be born.
It's a little pink thing that you said looked like a baby.
What kind of born is born?
Well, now they have a stage in between where it sheds its skin, and then it was huge. It was like 8 feet tall, and it's kind of like, huh? That
doesn't make a lot of sense. It grows really fast.
Well, now it has an in-between stage that we just haven't seen before, but it doesn't really step on what was previously established. Now it goes into like a cocoon on the wall.
Okay, I remember seeing cocoons hanging.
They like to do interior decorating when they've taken over a ship. They like to kind of like redesign the walls and stuff, get their own artwork on the wall. And now they've kind of have a little bit more of a purpose for doing that.
Oh, okay.
I guess. That's what I noticed in the movie. Also, might be a good time to mention we kind of got a deck almost built.
Yeah, it looks really nice. We've got something to look at in our backyard now.
Yep, something to look at.
It's
We've got
big.
Something to look at.
It's got a cedar pergola on top pretty nice and wrought iron railings.
I'm kind of warming up to it. It's a weird thing where the more work they do on it, the bigger it looks.
I know, it's getting humongous.
When they first like measured it out, I was like, oh, that's it.
I know.
Now that you can walk on it, doesn't really look too bad.
Nope, it's pretty cool.
So it's got what they call rough cedar, which is you do not want to touch it. No, you'll get splinters.
It's big, like 6x6 big old pillars.
We have, is it metal sconces or what?
Oh, I don't know. It's metal ironwork.
Ironwork, okay. Yeah, we have various ironwork there, and it's
metal poles.
It's of the higher grade resin floor that's supposed to
really
be
good.
Cooler to walk on.
Yep.
The idea being that we didn't want to be sitting out there and kind of like heat lamping ourselves so much. So try to make it a pleasant experience.
We're gonna go like an American wisteria up over it. So it should be really pretty.
So we're gonna have vines wrapping up it and stuff.
Yeah, on top
like
of
that.
It. Yep.
Okay, cool. Yep. So that's another thing that happened. Let's get into the news.
Okay.
And do you remember what that alert sounds from?
No, but I like it.
It's from a video game. And whenever the guards get alerted of your presence, they get a big exclamation
your
point
eyes,
over
their head. You
stand
up straight and your eyes get big.
Huh? What was that noise? That's what they say.
What does Scooby-Doo say?
Whoa. Well, something like that, right? So we do have a little bit of news to share here. In sports, former K-State standout basketball player Michael Beasley named MVP of the Big 3 League.
Awesome.
He is, I don't think he's partaking in their All-Star game, which is actually tied to the championship game. They have a championship weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I think this might be on CBS this weekend, but I'm not sure, because they do put their games on TV, actually. So his team is called Three's Company.
Well, that's a good one.
And they are playing in the championship game in the Big 3. And the Big 3 was started by a rapper. You know what his name is?
I don't know.
It's something.
Big 3.
his rap name is something you use a lot and it gets stuck when you try to get some.
Ketchup?
Ice Cube. We have the Ice Cube maker, right?
Yeah.
And what do? You keep breaking it.
I know, my ice always gets clogged up.
So, Ice Cube created the Big 3, and it's been going for a few years now. I'm kind of surprised they were able to weather the storm that is lockout and things like that, right?
I think it's popular. People want to see, especially now because we're waiting for football season and everything. People want to see some neat stuff on TV.
What I do not understand is how did they introduce like a 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics and we're not using guys from the Big 3 League, which are way better than who actually represented the U.S.?
I don't know. You know, there's all these politics involved. I don't know.
They were afraid of the politics?
Yep.
In music, Jack Russell just passed away. Just saw this news. He is the lead singer of Great White. Are you familiar with Great White?
No, I wasn't a big fan of hard rock.
Well, this is a rock band from the 80s. I'm going to play a song of theirs, and you can kind of tell me if maybe this makes some sense to you.
I'll probably recognize it.
If it sounds familiar at all. This song is called...
Sounds country.
It's called Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that was the title until fairly recently. I thought he was saying, I want to spit wash shine.
Turn it up.
Listen, it's what it sounds like. You'll hear in a bit. So we got, there's a little bit of setup before it gets to the big hook here. Does this sound familiar at all to you?
No. Well, I was getting married and having babies in the 80s.
In that spicy ketchup.
I like the song.
Just the wind that goes from the groove halfway home in the pocket A lot of storytelling here, huh?
It'd be considered country to the day.
It kind of would.
It was just sad.
Here, listen. I want to spit dry shine or spit wash shine. Like, that's what it sounds like, right?
That's probably what he's saying.
So that was Great White. Passed away.
Sad. And he was 61.
I didn't see the age on there.
I think he was in early 60s, I thought.
Well, then where did you read this?
On the internet, dear.
You try to come up with news stories?
No, but I read the news.
I'm going to teach you how to read news. You can't watch. So over on Twitter, there was some controversy. Yesterday, we're doing this on a Friday, actually. We should be doing this on Thursday.
We were busy yesterday.
So there's this congresswoman named Ana Paulina Luna. And some people found pictures. She made some patriotic swimsuits and modeled them. And people are upset.
Why? It's cute.
I'm not really sure. I'm kind of upset that she, in a lot of the pictures, she's wearing skates, roller skates, but she doesn't do any roller skating.
Well, it adds height. It's like,
she puts the roller skates on and she stands next to like their deck or something like that.
Oh, well, she's
cute. So it's saying stuff like believe or freedom or, you know, stars and stripes, whatever, something like that. When people are like, I don't think they're body shaming her. I'm not really sure what the controversy is. Other people are just saying she's like the hottest congresswoman. And then other congresswomen and people adjacent to them are sharing pictures showing we love our hot congresswomen or the patriotic women or something like Lauren Boebert. This picture shared by Matt Gaetz's wife.
Gosh.
Now, this is the news story right here.
Okay, that's not hot.
Lauren Boebert is hiding a massive tribal tattoo across her ribs. Like, whatever. I don't understand this. It's like, and this is a congresswoman from Colorado.
I know who she is.
Okay, so she's out there. That's, I don't know what she asked for here. Did she ask for the American wisteria vine
it looks,
up the side?
It looks like, to me she like do? She's got like seaweed wrapped around her.
I would almost think she was infected with like the zombie outbreak virus and we have to put her down. Like, that's kind of what it looks like. Like, she's ready to bite you soon.
I don't know. That looks like a pain, would be a very painful place to get tattoos. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would not recommend myself. But, and also, a last bit of news, Elon Musk had a talk with Donald. I did a little bit of an impression there.
Yeah.
I don't know why he wants to promote the what they call these X spaces. It ends up sounding like ham radio.
Yeah.
And you don't have a visual to make for a good clip to share online or in the news or anything. Instead, you just have your picture just lights up when you're talking. You get like a little blue ring. I'm talking right now. It's my turn to talk. I'm the one talking. Great talker. You know, something like that. Yeah. And it kind of lights up. And they just had a huge delay. I think it was 45 minutes or so.
I think they did that on purpose to get everybody all amped up.
It was a disastrous feed. People were saying Lou Holtz, Sylvester the Cat, Daffy Duck were trending.
Well, they said because Trump was
slurring his speech.
Okay, so then I heard this week that they came out and he said, well, it was a bad feed, so he redid it. And then it was like they emphasized like his T's, and then the rest of the word was slurred. And then it was like, I don't know.
It's possible that the degraded compression to try to handle their huge audience is why it came across as sounding like that. It sounded very low bit rate. We have a very high fidelity setup over here.
Right. So he doesn't have to be doing this stuff. And why can't Elon Musk come up with a better system? I mean, it's not like he's poor or anything.
That's the reason I would suggest stay away from the X space stuff if you're a politician. Elon thought it would be really cool to do this with DeSantis.
Yeah. How did that go?
I think it was DeSantis announcing he was running for president in an X space.
Yeah.
Creating no clear soundbite that could be used on the local news or anything, like no triumphant, everybody clapping and applauding.
Right.
And then you're up there with your wife and your kid and you're doing the peace sign or any of or look how cool he looks. None of, you can't do any of that.
I know.
He's probably sitting, in his pajamas with his iPhone next to his mouth, trying to talk. You could see in the clip, Donald's people were filming him doing this. And
they were always like right next to him, saying, "Don't say that. Don't, you know."
She's gonna be a disaster, you know. A little bit of slurring my speech of it. People are joking his dentures were loose, things like that. But that didn't really seem to be the case. I think you just want to stay away from these silly, oh, it's the new way to engage people. Elon will talk up, oh, it had 1 billion people listen. Sure, okay, yeah, 1 billion people listen to this. Well, if you count all the other times that they forced you to share whatever, it kind of got in your feed, but you didn't pay attention, you had your phone on mute, we're still counting that as a listen. That he does these sort of things because there's no law against it. Yeah. So you can look at all of our engagement over here. That's got to make the stock price go up.
I know. Well, it's all.
You can fake all this engagement stuff.
You can fake all kind of data.
But you can't go faking the revenues. Then you get in trouble.
Okay.
So what you do is you fake the stuff that they don't have a law in place for, right?
Right.
Our total user growth. We let people make bots to scam people, but we'll call it user growth. See, that's what you do.
There you go.
That's how money is made now, by not actually doing stuff. So that was the news for the week.
In Vaughn's commentary.
Yeah. What have you got for me?
Yesterday we went to a neat place in town called Nifty Nut House.
You want to talk about it? Okay, fine.
And your dad and I spent a bunch of money there. We like to go to Nifty Nut House. We don't go that often, maybe.
You spend so much money there, they let you try food.
They give free samples there, and I tried a new kind of candy, and it's pretty doggone good. I bought some too, and
So you want to eat one because I was eating stuff.
No, I just wanted to brag about how good this candy was. It's called Lemon Shortbread, and it's got like a little cookie inside it.
Try one on the pod. Oh,
it's good. I've been trying too many of them.
You've been trying,
but
too
it's popular.
I'm
if you come to
a
Wichita, Kansas,
of them.
You have to go to Nifty Nut House. It's an institution, and they've just expanded the parking lot too.
Nifty Nut House is pretty well liked, despite really high prices.
It's really good.
They have a mural that has not been tagged with graffiti.
That's right.
That's how you know you're well liked.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to explain kind of what it's? Crunchy. I tried one of these. That's how trying works, is you ate one, you tried it.
You want to try another one?
You've been more than sampling them.
I know.
You've been dining.
I've been binging on them.
Okay, so they do taste like a cookie, but I can't quite place my finger on what the cookie is.
This is a shortbread. But you know what's neat? Everybody says like Nifty Nut House, but it should be Candy House, really, because they do have nuts, but they also have awesome candy.
I think most of their nuts have been compromised by candy.
Yeah, covered in
so
candy.
So some of the stuff you guys get when I go, when you go over there, you pick up like chocolate-covered Brazil nuts.
Right.
You have now candified the nut.
Yeah.
So it should be Candy House, I suppose, right?
Yeah, it's just nut and candy.
Okay, so look, Nifty Nut House. There's a little bit of alliteration there, Nifty Nut. What would this place be called if it was Candy House?
Nifty Nut and Candy House. I don't know.
Candy Clubhouse, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe that's trademarked somewhere. I don't know.
But it's an awesome place, and it's fun. So we went there yesterday. That was a little field trip we took.
All right, cool. Now, we did all these activities, so I don't have any kind of weird game for you, but I'm sure you have a quote
I have to guess about. I have a quote for you. And I was going to say, what do you think? What's something I want to talk about? What do you think we should call? What do you think about calling Kamala Harris... Kamala, but there a lot of people are just saying, you know, calling her Kamala. And sometimes I think that just might a little bit disrespectful. I think what do you think about calling her Harris or, you know, like we call Trump? Or
I think you're trying to come up with a sentence.
Right. And it's not working.
they're trying to get a weird nickname for her right now.
Yeah.
MVP. Usually it means most valuable player, but I don't know what the M is in this, but it's VP's vice president.
What's M? Mrs. Vice President?
Most vice president? I don't know.
Oh, MVP, huh?
Yeah, her supporters are calling her the MVP.
Huh.
So I prefer to call her Kamala.
Ms. Vice President.
Kamala?
What do you call Donald, don't you?
Well, it's like this. I hate it when people say, even though this is true, they say, well, Jordan's way better than LeBron. You know the problem with that?
What?
Jordan is Michael Jordan's last name. LeBron James has a last name. It's James, but they keep calling him LeBron. You can't compare LeBron to Jordan because one's a first name and one's a last name. So quit saying Trump and Kamala. You have to say Trump Harris or Donald versus Kamala, something like that. You can't call one Trump and the other the first name. It doesn't work like that.
That's your opinion, huh?
There's no opinion to it.
Okay.
You don't mix the last names with the first names when discussing things.
Well, I think, I don't know.
You can either call them both by the first name when you're comparing them, talking about and comparing, or you can say last names for both. That's right. What you can do. You can't mix it up.
Okay. Fry.
I think actually when you mix things up like this, you're showing your bias by giving whoever's on the first name basis. I think that's where you're tipping your hat on the bias.
You think you're showing them more favor?
If someone is saying, let's compare Jordan to LeBron, and it's like, oh, great, you're going to tell me LeBron's better because you're calling him LeBron.
But I think using the last name may be more respect.
No, I think that you can... We're not really on first name basis with our politicians. We haven't really met them.
We don't know them. And,
right.
And I do respect them, most of them.
Well, if you went up to Donald Trump, would you call him Donnie?
I don't think I'd go up and call him Donald.
You got like a short name for him. Hey, Don.
I'd probably say
how's it
Mr.
going?
Trump.
You'd call him Mr. Trump?
But I have no desire to meet him. Anyway, okay. I got a quote for you. I agree with this one. I never feel more alone than when I'm trying to put sunscreen on my back.
Okay, so this is a single person.
Yeah.
Who has no one to sunscreen them.
Well, he's not single. It's a he, and it's not single.
And he's pale.
Well, it doesn't matter. Everybody needs to wear sunscreen.
Jim Gaffigan's pale.
Wrong.
But he's not alone. He has an army of kids.
But everybody's alone sometimes. If you're off of YM business, if you're laying on the beach, you're not always with your homies.
Is this person still alive?
Yes.
So they don't have skin cancer, because that would kind of work if this was part of their bit. They had to talk about sunscreen.
We probably all have skin cancer eventually, but no.
Well, I mean, realistically, we all have water cancer, right? Everybody that ever drank water dies.
That's right. Everybody dies. Okay, so what? Come on, guess. Who do you think
it's
it
would be? It's a living male.
Okay, listen to it one more time. I never feel more alone than when I'm trying to put sunscreen on my back. Who would say that?
Someone with a back. So this comedian has a back.
Okay, I'll give you really good. How about Late Night?
Is this Jimmy Fallon?
Yes. No, it's not. I thought it was. I was picturing.
Are you getting your Jimmys mixed up? Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, gosh sake.
Mom quote. Bye-bye now. What?
I hit that just in time for the ice maker to get in there.
Well, that ketchup's not as bad as I thought it was. It didn't smell too bad. Was it pretty hot?
It smells like ketchup. It gets a little spicy after the fact.
There's a burn, huh?
It's a little spicy after the fact, but I think you could maybe handle... Well, no, you couldn't.